Shvias, Perek Tes, Mishneh Hei. The Mishneh says, HaKovesh Shlosha Kavashim, B'chavis Achas. If you pickle three different types of vegetables in one barrel, so the question is, these three different types of vegetables have different times in which the time for beer passes for them, because they all are dependent upon when it is that that species disappears from the field. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ochlin al Harishon, you can only eat all three of these different types of vegetables based upon when it is that the very first one, the very earliest one of them, disappears from the field. Meaning to say, once the first one of them disappears from the field and the time of beer arrives for that species, you cannot eat any of the others because you have the taste of the one that has disappeared, the one that has been obligated in beer, is now within the others. And therefore, it's like any other type of kashrus issue, that once you have the taste of a forbidden item inside the other items, you can no longer eat them. However, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, af alo achra. No, you can even eat based on the last item. I mean to say, the fact that there is still within this barrel of pickled vegetables, there is still one of the items, one of the species has not disappeared yet, that permits the other two. So that the taste of the fact that you have something that's still out there in the field makes those vegetables that are being pickled as if they also have not had the time of beer arrive yet. That's how Rabbi Yeshua looks at it. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Gamliel takes the third way, and he says, Kol shekola mino min asada, yivar mino min hachavis. Each vegetable is dealt with individually, and once its species has been finished or no longer existent in the field, then you have to do beer to that species in the chavis. The other ones remain permitted. The halacha kidvarav, the Mishnah says that the halacha follows Rabbi Gamliel. Now it's interesting, the Rambam writes in his Pirush HaMishnayos, in his commentary, he says, the halacha follows Rabbi Gamliel. He said, but not, we don't follow the halacha of Rabbi Gamliel because the Mishnah says halacha kedvarav, because we don't paskin based on what it says in the Mishnah. It just happens to be that the normal rationale of halacha would say that we paskin like him. That reason in this case is because Rabbi Gamliel's opinion is the same as Rebbe's, and halacha is that we paskin like Rebbe over his chaver, somebody who disagrees with him. The Mishnah continues with the statement of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Yerek Echad Labir. He maintains that all Yerek, all vegetables, have the same status when it comes to beer. They're all like one species, and therefore, as long as there's any Yerek still out there, that is sufficient to still eat the Yerek that you have in your house. Now, the Mishnah continues. This is no longer the words of Rabbi Shimon. This is just a statement about a particular type of vegetable, not according to Rabbi Shimon, but just according to the Tanakhama. Ochlin baragila, you can eat this type of vegetable called regila, some understand it, call it portulak, whatever that may be. Ad sheyichlu sigarios mi bikas beis netofa, until it's been ended, it no longer is existence, the sigarios. Sigarios is a type of regila. From the valley of Beis Netofa. Once that's gone, then you can no longer eat any of the regila that you have in your house.